Page 12. Washington's Orcas Island. Eat naturally and play hard on this horseshoe-shaped island in the San Juans. If life hands you lemons, you make lemonade, right? But if life hands you nettles and you're on Orcas Island, you make pizza. Elsewhere, nettles are one of nature's nuisances, but on Orcas, they're an asset, and that speaks volumes about the down-to-earth vibe on this largest rock of the San Juan Archipelago. Besides its rich growth of nettles, Orcas is distinguished for the pristine forests and lakes of Moran State Park, trail-laced mountains, and little farms pocketed among hills and dales from which black-faced lambs look up to watch cars pass every time a ferry arrives. The people also seem a little different from the big town of Friday Harbor, the county seat that's a 40-minute ferry ride away on San Juan Island. I think we're more eclectic here, more involved with culture and sustainability, said resident Morgan Meadows. Finding fault? Missing the beauty. A longtime islander bemoaned that visitors are smitten when they first come. But if they move to Orcas, too many then find fault with things such as the rural public services, without appreciating every splendid thing like the ridgelines and the valleys and the inviting glimpses of coves and little beaches that are magical, and the osprey by Cascade Lake, the oyster catchers along Crescent Beach, or the ouzels in the streams at the state park. Orcas, shaped like a giant horseshoe cleaved almost in two by the waters of East Sound, feels more geographically diverse than other islands in the San Juans. It's the only island with more than one official U.S. post office. In fact, it has four in East Sound, Orcas Village, Deer Harbor, and even the tiny hamlet of Olga, where a for rent sign fills the window of the only store. Each village has its own personality. Catching the highlights. The island's most famous geographic feature is Mount Constitution. The San Juan's highest point, at 2,400 feet, is the crowning glory of 5,000-acre Moran State Park. Visitors can drive, or ambitiously bike or hike, up to a stone lookout tower offering views of snow-clad Mount Baker and soaring eagles, along with eagle-eye views of boats of all sizes threading among islands spread below like blue-green lumps of clay waiting for a sculptor. These days, another landmark beckons hikers, bikers, and equestrians, thanks to local conservationists' 2006 purchase of Turtleback Mountain, which occupies a chunk of the island's western half. From a distance, it looks like a turtle with a dark green shell and the hump of a head at one end. The late Weyerhaeuser tycoon and one-time Boy Scouts of America president Norton Clapp owned it for many years as a retreat with only a tiny cabin at the top. It is truly the most iconic property on the islands, because it's the most visible from all the islands. From San Juan, Lopez, and Shaw, it's this beacon, said Lincoln Borman, director of the San Juan County Land Bank, as he led me up one of the trails developed by his agency, which manages Turtleback's 1,576 acres as a nature preserve. Trails meander up through fir and hemlock woods and break out into steep meadows of dry grass dotted with glacially scraped rocks and gnarled gary oaks. There's Tip Top Mountain and Speedin Island and Yellow Island, Borman recited fondly as he looked out at views to the northwest. New in the past year, the Lost Oak Trail, built by volunteers and the Washington Conservation Corps, creating almost 7 miles of trails on the mountain. Back on the road just below Turtleback, we pulled into Colfit Farm, another recently preserved Orcas treasure, a 185-acre Crow Valley farm. It's one of the more productive and complete farms on the island, Borman said. We just had a pig that had 11 babies, and we had 120 lambs this year, said farm worker Ruthie Doherty, who was at the counter of the farm's little shop, which that day offered everything from organic Purple Majesty potatoes and fresh rhubarb to socks made from the farm's wool. There's also a freezer full of meats, all from Colfit Farm. Pick up dinner fixings. Take one of the farm's occasional workshops, such as beekeeping basics, or come for the summer farm tour. The island's art scene. Orcas has a sophisticated population of retirees, and the arts are a big part of island life. Galleries are easy to find in East Sound, and Orcas Island Artworks in Olga is a good reason to drive across the island to see the output of local visual artists and craftspeople. Residents and visitors alike can also enjoy artwork, dance, and theater at Orcas Center, a publicly funded cultural center. Or if you prefer no-cost entertainment that's been an Orcas Island staple for years, head to Rosario Resort, where manager Christopher Peacock sets the Moran Mansion's foundation shaking with his gleeful renditions of Phantom of the Opera themes on the mansion's 1,972-pipe Aeolian organ. The optimum season. Visit Orcas in autumn and end your day with a thrill ride. Have a friend drive you to the top of Mount Constitution, then mountain bike all the way down on trails that are open to bikers September 15th to May 15th. If you accidentally veer into a patch of nettles, get revenge. Go for pizza. Vocabulary focus. If life hands you lemons, make lemonade. Down to earth. Pristine. Sustainability. Bemoan. Smitten. Cleave. Crowning glory. Beacon. Meander. Rendition. Optimum.